Blog Talk Radio.
Now it's time for some mind, body, and soul food with host Tanya Parker.
One, two, here I go.
Well, I'm a hungry woman. Feed me like I want to be fed.
Well, hello and happy new year. Welcome to Mind, Body, and Soul Food. I am your host, Tanya Parker, here to dish up some deliciously delectable consciousness-raising creations for your mind, body, and soul. I would like to thank the absolutely wonderful Gay Adegbolola, who brought us in with her Hungry Woman Blues. Some of you may know her from her former group, Sapphire, the Uppity Blues Women. And she also was featured in the band with my friend Leah Gilmore on Leah's new CD, Classically Blue, live at the UB Blake Center. So with her Hungry Woman Blues, we hope we have the cure for that, as well as the Hungry Man Blues, on this show on first and second Sundays at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I am very excited that this marks our first month in which we are going to a twice-a-month format on first and second Sundays. So very excited. Let me share with you a little bit about myself before we get into our topic for tonight and introduce our guest. Spirit has called me to work within my practice and ministry, Mind, Body, and Spirit Works, to facilitate expression of one's highest self through divinely inspired and assisted holistic healing, teaching, coaching, and writing services. And my holistic table has served up a lot of different offerings over the past few decades. I'm dating myself now. And one of which is Mind, Body, and Soul Food, which has provided an opportunity each month to feed our listeners with mind, body, and soul-nourishing information as we give voice to the vision of some very gifted holistic healers and light workers. A big thank you to all of you who listened in last month to hear our amazing guest, Sarah Wiseman, share how to avoid the six traps of overabundance and create new holiday traditions brimming with joy. Just because that set of holidays is over doesn't mean you can't listen in, because all of our shows are available on demand. So tonight, we're in for another wonderful treat, as our guest is one of my all-time favorite people. This is his third time guesting on the show, I believe, but the first time as a published author of books. Now, he wears many other hats. Folks call him mystic, visionary, shaman, reverend, spiritual teacher, life coach, and to me, dear friend and mentor. I'm tired just listing that. So without further ado, on this very cold evening in the D.C. metro D.C. metro area, I'd like to extend a very warm mind, body, and soul food welcome to Reverend Anthony Farmer. How are you doing this evening?
I'm well. I'm like, who's all those people?
Yeah, your head must be tired from switching out hats, you know. You're going to have this little ring, this little groove created around it, you know.
Well, I'm honored to be here, and congratulations on expansion of your show to two Sundays a month. That speaks volumes, and looking forward to your continued growth and expansion. Not to be prophesizing or anything.
Uh-oh. See, I never know when talking to you. Mm-hmm. See, I know the deal, having dealt with you for the past 7 years or so, but for our new listeners who may not be familiar with you, please share who you are and what do you serve at your healing table?
Oh, my. My name is Reverend Anthony Farmer. I am an interfaith minister, visionary. Like you said, I've been called a mystic, a shaman, teacher, and a whole assortment of other titles. I am the visionary and founder of Visions of the Heart Spiritual Life Center, which is an interfaith spiritual community that meets in Tacoma Park, Maryland. There's a lot of things. Published author, teacher, shaman, just to name a few, just to name a few. But to capture all of that is, I see myself as a spiritual teacher who is guided to support people on their journey to enlightenment. And that journey is primarily through the heart, connecting people to their heart space, to their spiritual heart, to their sacred heart, and guiding them on how to live from that place of sacredness.
And I'm just breathing that in because, you know, as you know, I'm going through your Path to the Heart program, and it's been an amazing journey since we started in September on the path, and you facilitate so many different programs and have so many different healing modalities in which you are in this heart space, and now you have ventured into the world of authoring, and you are expanding your audience. It's not just the D.C. metro area that is benefiting from your wisdom and your various journeys. And so 2013 was an incredible year for you in your expansion in terms of your writing, publishing 2 e-books. And if you could please tell us about them.
The books are entitled Conversations with the Elders, The Sacred Journeys, Volumes 1 and 2. I believe the first book came out in April, maybe, and then the second one, November, I believe it was. November.
Yes. Okay. And
yeah.
And things are in the works for a third. Yes?
The short answer is yes. There's a third book that is I'm in the process of experiencing and writing, and that too will be an e-book. And then the plan, as I was told, is once the third e-book is published, then we will take the 3 e-books and combine them to form or to create the first printed a book of Conversations with the Elders.
Wonderful.
That's
now,
coming up 2014, or this year.
Wonderful. That is this year now.
I know, right?
yeah, time is chugging on along. So before we get into our callers who definitely want to speak with you, if you could just let us know a bit more about the books. What's the premise of these Conversations with the Elders?
Conversations with the Elders is, it's like I go on a spiritual journey to meet the elders, and I have my experience with them, and then I write it as if, it's a journal. I'm writing in my journal, and I write down the whole journey, and then I share it with others. So for those people who are Star Trek fans, remember at the end of each show, the captain would say star date such and such and so, and then begin to recap the adventures of that particular show. And so it's very similar to that. So when people read a particular conversation, they are reading my experience on the journey to with the elders. And so they're reading my experience. However, you can also read them as if you are the one on the experience.
That's for sure. There have been many times in which I've read your conversations, which started as more of a blog, I would say,
yes,
on a weekly or biweekly, whenever they would come out, whenever you were led to share these journeys, and we would read them as you went along before they were compiled and you had more to come into book format. But I would read these journeys that you would have, these conversations, and I would think, oh my gosh, he's talking to me. You know, this is so relating to me in this moment. I would just have those experiences all the time. It just wasn't about you at that point.
It was quite interesting when that would happen. You know, I would have the experience. I write it up and send it out. Like you said, I began with a Yahoo group sending them out. And after each one, somebody different would respond and say, oh, this was exactly what I needed, or they were talking to me, or this was what I was going through today. And it was never the same person twice. And so sometimes I would, you know, have the experience and write it up, and I would go, I don't even know what I got out of this experience. I don't know if anybody else is going to receive something. And inadvertently, somebody did. And so I would say, you know, to myself, it was a learning experience of get out the way. Just get out the way and just share the experience, and people will receive whatever their spirit is ready to receive from this journey.
Mm. Yes.
And they were written in such a way that no two people would receive the same wisdom or the same insight or the same clarity. So it was, they were written in such a way that whatever was present for you that day, then you would receive whatever you needed.
Mm-hmm.
And I sit there, I'm not even going to try to figure out how this is happening, what's this all about, it's none of my business. You know, I receive my healing, and hopefully people will receive whatever they will receive.
Right. It's not your business at that point.
It's not my business. No.
Yeah, you've done what you were called to do. Now, yeah. I have to tell you, the elders are quite colorful, and they are personified as your grandparents, or kind of equate to their energies. So if you could tell us a little bit about the elders.
Well, when I first met the elders, I was on a shamanic journey and was guided to this cabin on the mountainside. And these four beings showed up. And at first, I was told to call them the elders. And then as I began to revisit and began to develop a relationship with them, then they identified themselves as the elder of earth, the elder of water, the elder of fire, and the elder of air, representing the four elements. And then somewhere in that period, I began to notice that the elder of air reminded me of my maternal grandfather, and the elder of fire reminded me of my paternal grandmother, and then the elder of earth was my paternal grandfather, and then the elder of water reminded me of my maternal grandmother. And then I would start to sort of feel how they showed up in the journeys and their energy and their expressions. and my relationship with him, and it was like that was my relationship with my grandfather. That was my relationship, you know, with you know, the other grandparent. And it was just fascinating how it all developed or unfolded before my eyes. And at this point, all four of my grandparents had made their transition to spirit.
Mm-hmm.
They made that transition mm-hmm. to spirit.
And you know, at one time, go ahead. Well, at one time, a few years back, you actually had a circle to meet, a conversations with the elder circle. Remember when you did that? And we would gather in the circle, and we would all go on this journey with you to the elder's cabin and receive this amazing wisdom. And so that came to mind when I thought about, when I was inspired to call on you to guest on the show, having us receive wisdom from the elders, because even though they may be personified as your grandparents in spirit in that way, they got something for everybody. They certainly are tapped in and have wisdom and guidance and support for all of us. And so what we'll be doing within the space of the time of the show is having callers to call in. Make sure you follow the prompts to speak to the host, which equates to pressing the number one, I believe, on your phone, the one button. And then you'll get a chance to connect with them, connect with the elders, and all of that. But before we do that, actually, let me give the number out first. That number to call in is 917-889-7806. Again, that's 917-889-7806. If you would like to speak with Reverend Anthony Farmer and receive a message from the elders. But I would love for you to share a conversation with the elders from your latest book, the Volume 3.
Volume 3?
Oh, what am I saying? Volume 2.
Well,
where did that come from?
Well,
it is already written. May not be the elders, yeah, but someone is speaking through me too.
Okay. Well, I will share this real briefly. Another visual way to understand the elders is for those of you who are fans of the movie The Matrix, and you mm-hmm. know how they would go into the Matrix to meet the Oracle.
Mm-hmm.
And the Oracle, you know, they would have to go through a particular way to get into the Matrix and go to the apartment and meet the Oracle. That's very mm-hmm. similar to what my experience is with the elders, to go from one paradigm or one reality to another reality, another consciousness. And then they're there and you know, they will share with me whatever I'm supposed to hear.
Mm.
The one that comes to mind from Book 2, and it's probably the most vivid journey or conversation I had with them, was I journeyed to the elder's cabin, and I walked into the cabin, and it was filled with flowers, just bouquets and bouquets of flowers. And during that particular journey, it was a celebration for me. And I can't remember exactly what the celebration was, but it was a celebration for me. And then at the end of the celebration, I was still focused on the many, many flowers that were there. And so that led into the second conversation, where the elders took me to a place, and it's called, and I don't have it in front of me, but it's a special garden. And we journeyed to that garden, and you go into a mountain cave, and you come out on the other side, and it's this huge field full of flowers, all different sizes, all different colors, all different kinds, all different shapes. And we stood on the side of the field, and what would happen is a flower would rise up from the field, and then a wind would take the flower off away from the field. And then a few moments later, maybe two or three flowers would rise up, different kinds, and the wind would put them together to form like a bouquet, and then the wind would carry it off away from the field. And what I was told was, this is the place where when someone sends you a blessing or someone sends you a prayer, that prayer becomes or takes the form of that flower, and that flower will rise up from the field, and the wind will take the flower to your heart. So when someone is saying, you know, saying a prayer for you, or someone is wishing you well, or someone is giving you, you know, positive energy and love and light, on the energetic level, a flower is being pulled from the garden, and it is guided to your heart. So it was a visual way for me to see how blessings flow from someone's mouth to the other person's heart.
Mm.
And I just sat there and just watched. And then they told me at the end, they said, all of those flowers back in the cabin were for you because those are the blessings from your friends.
Mm, how beautiful.
That was just... It was the most vivid conversation of book two for me, the most vivid one, just to see that.
Wow.
Very powerful.
I love that. I love very, very powerful, very powerful. And now I think about each time I see flowers growing around my home, or when I buy a bouquet, because I like to buy myself flowers and all of that, that's going to be a visual reminder of the warm thoughts, positive feelings, love, et cetera, flowing from others to me. And so it is. Well, we have some callers on the line. However, I am not seeing the prompt that they would like to speak with you, so I just want to remind folks, when they call in to 917-889-7806, please press 1 to let us know if you would like to speak with Reverend Anthony Farmer and receive a message from the elders. All right. Well, just would you like to demonstrate how it's done at this point? You know, I'm on the line. I'm always open to receive.
Okay. Sure, because...
there has to be some benefits of being host, right?
I know, right? Okay, this is what's coming forth from the Elder of Fire. And so with fire, we're talking about the element of transformation, the element of alchemy. And what she is showing me is your logo. Your logo for mind, body, and soul, mind, body, and spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Which one is it?
Oh, for the show? It's okay.
It's for the show.
Okay.
And what she is showing me is she's taking that logo, and I can see the color, the purplish color that you have. And she is putting it in a fire. And she is allowing the fire to transform it. And she said, it is time. It is time for transformation of the essence of what you are doing and who you are. It is time. And the fire is blue. You are on the road for a ceremony that will honor, consecrate, lift you to the next level of the throat shaman. And when that happens, a lot of the things that you have, you know, like website or pictures or logos or things like that, will shift. There will be a transformation of that as well. There's no need to figure out what that will look like. The transformative process will reveal the new you.
Love it. Thank you. Just to let you know, the conversation has come up last night as well as today around my logo for the show and about shifting it. And I made this comment, well, I just changed it less than a year ago. And then a little bit later I thought about it, and it's like, it came up for a reason. It was brought up for a reason. I need to sit with this and open myself to the possibility of it shifting to something that defines me more.
Yeah.
So thank you so much to the Elder of Fire for passing that along, and I accept. All right. Well, after that, we certainly have some folks who have called in the phone line. We have Julianne on hold. So, Julianne, you're live on the air with on Mind, Body, and Soul Food with Tanya Parker and our guest, Reverend Anthony Farmer. How are you this evening?
I'm fine, thank you, and I'm very happy to hear both of your voices.
Peace and blessings.
It's good to hear from you, Julianne.
Absolutely. So I'm sending you love and light, and I'm receptive to any guidance or insight from the elders.
The first question that comes up is, have you been honoring the white flowers in the hallway?
Yes.
Good.
Yes. Absolutely.
And oh, okay. Now she says, to add to that, keep a red candle in the kitchen.
Okay. Yes.
It does not have to be lit all the time, but a red candle in the kitchen.
I receive that. I really do. The heart-centered love, the heart center, receiving and giving through the heart, what are some good ways to expand that and to really work with that?
When you ask the question, the first, okay, the Elder of Earth is standing outside by a tree.
Yes.
And he's saying there is a tree that will support you in the breathing, the inward breathing, the exhaling to expand your heart center. You want to do this as a ritual with a tree, an oak tree, for you an oak tree, because of the wisdom that runs through your spirit. And once a month, they would offer for you to connect to this oak tree, hand to trunk, back to trunk, or hug the tree and breathe ritualistically with the intent of opening your heart center, to keep it flowing, to keep it clean and clear.
Yes.
And balanced. Balance is a big word for you with that, to keep it balanced, because yours is clear. But they want you to focus on the balance. And doing it with the tree for you is very important because of the tree's roots growing into the earth. It will support you in that sense of groundedness,
yeah,
and stability. As your branches grow further out into the heavens. So that's why they want you to begin doing this once a month with the tree. You pick a day. Okay. He said you pick the day, your birthday. Which day were you born?
27th.
So the 27th of every month, do this.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Preferably a white oak, but any oak will be very receptive to your vibration and you being receptive to its vibration. It's from the Elder of Earth.
Amen.
He likes to smoke a pipe. Anyway.
Thank you so much, Julianne, for calling. It's wonderful talking to you. I hope to catch up with you again very soon in the future.
I can't wait.
Happy
New Year.
All right. Blessings.
Blessings. Bye-bye.
Well, we have a texter that came in. And so she is requesting, it's Aurelia, one of the birthday girls. It's many birthday girls today that I know. But Aurelia is asking, will you explore a birthday and new year, new me message?
The visual is you standing on the earth, on the ground, it's grass, you are bare, you are without shoes and socks, your bare feet to the earth, and the four elders are standing around you, and the attention is on your feet, and the essence of this is a ritual of honoring your feet, of blessing your feet, of pampering your feet, in preparation for what's coming this year for you. Your journey is going to expand. Who you are is going to expand. And it's like the shoes that you wear are too small for who you are. Mm-hmm. So we need to pamper our feet. Soak them in warm water and a little bit of, peppermint, one or two drops of peppermint, and massage them gently, and then when you towel them off, pat them dry, and then apply a lotion with a scent that is one of your favorites. So you pick the scent, it does not matter. But this is done for you to honor and pamper your feet. They have taken you on a journey to this point because you've walked a lot. And they're saying, to honor your feet because you are growing. And with that growth comes an expansion of your journey. So right now, pamper your feet.
All right. So, Miss Aurelia, you heard that, I am sure. Happy birthday. Happy New Year, new you.
Yes, happy birthday. Awesome.
All right, wonderful. Now we have a caller from the 410 area code with the 736 exchange. Caller, you're live on Mind, Body, and Soul Food. Do you have a question for Reverend Anthony, or would you like to receive from the elders?
Hi to both of you. This is Tori. Excuse me, I'm sorry.
Hi, Tori.
Hello, Tori.
Hi. Hello, thank you so much for having this call. I mean, this is amazing. This is actually my first experience with Reverend Farmer, so I'm just taking it all in, and I'm totally in love with it all, so thank you.
Join the fan club, Tori.
So I actually do have a question.
Yes, you do.
It's sort of twofold, actually. Something is trying to come through me, and I'm not really sure what it is. I feel like I'm not tuning in. I'm not being silent enough, not being still enough. But I feel like there's a message that's surrounding me that I need to hear. So I guess part of my question is, what is that message? How do I tune in? And also, is there something major that I should be focusing on for the upcoming year?
I will share with you what showed up as soon as you began talking, before you even asked the question. The Elder of Fire and the Elder of Earth stood in front of me together. And some people who are born under earth signs or have a lot of earth in their charts have a tendency to be stubborn or have a tendency mm-hmm. to get stuck or have a tendency to get stagnant. And earth people are the hardest ones to get to move. However, when you add enough fire to the earth, you get molten lava, and then the earth flows. And so what I'm hearing for you, because you said that maybe you're not being still enough, and what I'm hearing them say is, oh, for you, don't get still. You got to move. If you want to hear that message, go dancing. If you want to hear a message, go walking. If you want to hear what's coming through for you, you got to be in movement. For you to sit still and listen, it won't work. You got to be in movement. So whether it's, you know, bicycling or spin class or dancing or walking, you know, in the park or walking by a flowing river or stream or something like that, that's how you are going to hear that message. It's all about movement for you this year.
Wow.
But it's not chaotic movement. It's movement in a flow, in a rhythm. So for you, it's finding your inner rhythm and then flowing with that. So if you want to hear that, go dancing, find a dance class, or walking, you know, in nature, or preferably alongside a river, and then just listen and watch and hear everything that's going on around you. But for you to sit still and try to listen, that won't work right now.
Wow. It's so funny that you say that. I actually have chills right now. It's really bizarre that you say that, because for the past 4 days, I've been having intense pain in my leg, but not in a I need to rest. It's like, get up, go walk.
Yes.
And I've been hearing that message, and I'm like, it's really cold outside. I really want to go to the beach. I have this intense craving to go to the beach and also Kundalini yoga. I've been telling myself, I need to move. I need to move.
Yes.
But I want to sit still, but my body doesn't. So I totally receive that. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and if the weather is just too damn cold, I mean, we got to be realistic about this too. Go walking in the mall. Go walking in the mall, but leave your credit cards at home.
Okay. I can do that.
my gosh. He has jokes, that's
oh
for sure. Wonderful. Thank you so much for calling in, Tori.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Awesome.
All right. Take care. Wow. So we have, I know that, we have several other callers. However, I am not seeing them with the little question mark, which lets me know that they want to speak to you. So I'm going to remind folks, if you'd like to receive a message from the elders, please call in to 917-889-7806 and press 1 on your phone to let us know that you would like to speak. So I say there's a whole string of folks now, and I'm not going to put them on unless they show me that, okay, here we go. We have another 410 caller, and it's a 991 exchange. Caller, you're live on Mind, Body, and Soul Food. What's your name?
Hi, Tanya. It's Rosemary Bradison, a scientific mystic. How are you?
Well, hello, Rosemary. Good to hear from you. How are you?
I'm great, thanks, and I'm happy to be on here and loving what I'm hearing, and I'm very impressed and would love to ask a question.
Please
sure
do.
Have at it.
Thanks. Well, it's kind of a two-parter, but I'm at the point where I'm feeling very drawn to reach out to many, many, many more people than I've been reaching so far. And I would like some information and guidance about that. What's the best way to reach out, and if some physical issues are holding me back from that, so that I can actually help more people?
So what came forth before you asked the question? None of the four elders showed up, but a bird did. And it's a bird with a very large or wide wingspan. And this is saying your reach, your what I would call ministry, your practice, your what you are here to do is supposed to reach far and wide. It's not a narrow group of people. It's to reach far and wide. And, okay, cool. They said, take to the airwaves. Mm. Take to the airwaves. Now, whether that means radio or internet radio or television or something, but you are to spread your wings wide, because you have your wingspan is wide. So they're saying take to the airwaves. Don't let the physical things impede you. Don't let the physical things impede you, because our minds can play tricks on us very easily and tell us, oh, you can't do that because you got a pain here and you got a pain there. To the airwaves. They're saying that very strongly, take to the airwaves. They're showing up now and they're speaking in stereo. Take to the airwaves. Take to the, almost in song. I don't know if you sing or not, but that's very strong as well. Something about singing and taking it to the airwaves, or chanting and taking it to the airwaves. But it's about expansion of your voice.
Mm-hmm.
It's your voice is the key.
It's your voice. Well, that makes a lot of sense. And I guess for the last 40 years, I've been seeing a TV, like somebody needs to be on TV saying the real truth. And maybe that's me.
You know, Toni Morrison always said, if you can't find a book out there that you're really interested in, it's because you're supposed to write it.
I like that.
So start. Just, I would say for you, just focus on the words, take it to the airwaves, and then see how the universe conspires with you to make that happen.
Okay. Well, and I got Tanya, the good model on Love Talk Radio.
Mm-hmm. But TV, they always do that. Table access.
Well, thank you, Rosemary. I may have to, since he did, you did receive that message, I might have to follow up and talk with you about having you on the show, if you're open.
Absolutely open to it. Sounds wonderful.
All right.
Okay.
We'll talk later
so
about
much.
That. You're thanks
both
for
welcome.
Calling.
All right. Thank you very much, both. Bye-bye.
All right. All right. Bye-bye. All right. We have another caller from the 202 area code. The D.C. area, and the exchange is 529. Hello, caller. You're on the air. What's your name?
Hi, Tanya. It's Darlene.
Hey, Darlene. Good to hear from you. Happy New Year to you as well. You have a question for Reverend Anthony?
I don't have a specific question. I just wouldn't mind hearing what the elders have to say just for the next year or for this year regarding career.
Regarding career for you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool. The easy answer is you're not doing what you came here to do.
Mm.
And they're saying let go of the fear. It is in your blood to do it. You know what we're talking about.
I ain't saying a word.
And she said the so what's present right now is the two women, the elder of fire and the elder of water. And one has her hand on her hip. And she's pointing and saying, you know, we know that you aren't doing what you came here to do. And the other one is saying, listen to your grandmother, whether she is alive or whether she is in spirit. Listen to your grandmother.
Okay.
Oh, you can cook, too.
I can. I can cook a little.
Yeah.
refraining from comment once again.
Okay. I will share this. One of them is saying herbal teas. Herbal teas. They are medicines, and in your past. In your lifeline was a woman who made medicinal teas.
Hmm.
And you have that vibration, that calling, that you have it. And when you're ready to explore that, they will guide you. Oh, you got powerful healing skills.
Wow. Some food for thought, Darlene.
Yes, it is. Thank you so much.
And the last thing they said, take your time. Don't rush it. Take your time.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much for calling in, and hope to see you soon.
I will. I'm going to be calling you.
Uh-huh.
Okay, good. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's see if we can fit in two more callers because time is just rolling on by. We have another, we have a 303 area code. And caller, you're on the line with Reverend Anthony. Do you have a request from the elders or a comment to make?
Yes, blessings. This is Ifa Ode Tashia Asante. Can you hear me?
We can hear you. How are you?
Blessings. First, just want to give love to Sister Tanya and the powerful and wonderful work that you continue to do. And if not, get to support you today. And much love to the elders who are on the phone. And just to say that I'm a healer who needs healing today. So I'm just calling for insight. You know, I do very similar work as what
you
y'all do.
Yes,
I do. So I won't say nothing else.
My daughter. Okay. This is not from the elders. This is somebody else.
I see.
My daughter, to the waters. Take to the waters. The waters know the way. Take to the waters.
I see.
Take to the waters, my daughter.
I should. I receive that.
Woo! Woo! I'm sorry. Mm. Woo!
All right.
There is a special fire that they want you to burn by the waters.
Okay.
And she will guide you. You know who she is.
Yes, I do.
And I see lots of yellow around the fire. But take to the waters and burn the fire.
Okay.
Ooh.
Ooh. Ashe, I receive that. I receive
Ooh.
That.
Ooh.
That's my mother. Ooh. I'm a daughter of Yemaya, so that's my mother. Yes.
Mm.
Powerful.
Ooh.
Thank you.
Powerful.
Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much for calling, giving us a little West Coast love today.
Yes. Y'all stay warm over there. Peace and blessings. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
yes.
you. Peace and blessings.
Mm.
All right. I just got to breathe for a moment.
You. I need some chicken wings. Oh.
Don't interrupt my breath with laughter.
Okay.
Oh, breathing for some, chicken wings for others, you know, to each his own.
But the elders, I learned a long time ago that I don't go to the elders if I don't want to hear the truth.
Mm.
They will tell me the truth, and they hold me accountable. God knows they hold me accountable. And they won't allow me to play small.
Mm.
And they will tell me, don't. And now it's to the point, when we first began, I would go to the elders for guidance on questions and things like that. And now what will show up in the third book is they have told me, you cannot come here with questions. You come here with answers. They have been and continue to be my spiritual teachers and mentors and guides on my journey.
Yes.
Mm.
And through extension, they have become, I'll speak for myself, and I know many others will attest to this as well, our mentors and spiritual teachers and guides. And I thank you for that.
Mm.
And I'm really looking forward to the hard copy version coming out of all three volumes.
Ooh.
You know, I spoke it earlier in the show. It, obviously, volume three is here.
Yes,
it's just a matter of it showing up in the physical realm, but it is here. Wow. Well, you know what? Talk about a great start to 2014 and to a new format. Where on first Sundays, we will be having someone, a message bearer, visionary, psychic, medium, channel, mystic, whatever name the person may take, someone who will allow spirit to flow through and offer us guidance. And with that being said, I just found out that first Sunday in February is Super Bowl. Now, you know I'm not a football fan, and I know that's blasphemy to even speak that aloud, but I'll say it. I'm proud. And so I don't follow football. So finding that out, though, I heard immediately, just give the show a rest that night. You know, I may even be at a Super Bowl party. Who knows? But watching commercials and eating food. But,
exactly.
But we will take a rest from the first Sunday in February, but we'll be back on the second Sunday. But even before then, we will have a double this month. And I don't believe you've had a chance, Reverend Anthony, to meet Reverend Dr. Craig Wright, our numerologist,
no.
who's been on the show several times before as well. I think this will be his third time on the show as well. And so he will be returning to provide numerology for the new year and talking about the numbers 2014 and giving us a general forecast for the year as well as giving individualized forecasts for callers. So you get a twofer this month, I guess to make up for the Super Bowl Sunday of next month. But before we start to sign off, I do want you to let us know how we can contact you to dine at your healing table, including ordering the book, Conversations with the Elders, The Sacred Journeys, Volume 2.
The best way is through my website, Rev Anthony Farmer, all one word, REVANTHONYFARMER.com. And on that website, there's a link to my Facebook page. It has a link to the Conversations with the Elders link on Amazon. That's just my central, that's the mothership.
Okay.
You know, email, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, all those things. You can get to me through that web page.
Wonderful.
RevAnthonyFarmer.com.
Well, I would like to thank you, our guest, Reverend Anthony Farmer, author, spiritual teacher, shaman, mystic, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, who has really shared some beautiful wisdom with us from Conversations with the Elders, and some other special guests who have flown in and appeared just for tonight's show. And I once again invite you to tune in again next week, the second Sunday, for Reverend Dr. Craig Wright for numerology for the new year. I invite you to visit my website, mindbodyandspiritworks.com, or contact me, Tonya, T-O-N-Y-A, at mindbodyandspiritworks.com for more information about my holistic healing, teaching, and writing services, including my new blog, Mind, Body, and Soul Food Meanderings. You can also find out how to order my meditation CD, also available on iTunes and Amazon. You can find information on upcoming classes. And I have a wonderful class coming up in February, just in time for Valentine's Day, Creating Intimacy for Couples Through Massage, partnering with my yogi friend who's teaching Creating Intimacy for Couples Through Yoga. It's a back-to-back workshop on a Friday and Saturday. And so you can find out how to contact me on social media there as well. So Reverend Anthony has shared much wisdom as he allowed us to join him in conversation with the elders. For leftovers, I will leave you with some mind, body, and soul food to go from Volume 2 of his book, Conversations with the Elders, The Sacred Journeys, Book 2. Clear vision is the key. It is most of the work. Whether it is your vision of your life or a particular project, or it's a vision from spirit that is revealed to you, seek clarity of the vision. As you hold the vision sacred, you will begin to feel it and sense it. The world will remind you of the vision. Friends will say things to keep the vision fresh and relevant without even knowing that they are doing so. The vision and its essence doesn't change. Your relationship with it may shift. The vision comes with an inner knowing. Align yourself to it and allow the vision to guide you. bidding you clear vision in 2014 and beyond until we dine again at the next Mind, Body, and Soul Food table. Take care.